Yes, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, Yom Thulathah. It's 28 minutes after 5 South African time. Today is the 19th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome my beloved Fadilatul Honorable Respected Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم on Arafat. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses number 75 and 76. We know that now the 11 brothers came. They received their quota from Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and now they're returning to Palestine. But in the interim, nobody knew from them, the 11 brothers. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Joseph, peace be upon him, told one of his employees, you must take the cup of the ruler, the king, and place it there in the luggage of Binyamin, Benjamin. And now when they had already left, they traveled for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever the case might be. So now the intelligence, the police intervened, and they came and said, you stole something. They said, how can we steal? We came here, and you're telling us we stole? They said, okay, if we find something by you, then what will be the punishment? So then they said, okay, this will be the punishment. Chapter 12, verses 75-76. قالوا, they the brothers said, جزاؤه موجد في رحله, that the punishment for the person in whose luggage it is found, so موجد في رحله, so موجد في رحله, in whose luggage it is found, that stolen item, whatever you're speaking about, فهو جزاؤه, so he will be the one that he must face the consequences. You keep him there by you, and then you detain him, and so forth. That is the punishment. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Similarly, this is how we punish the oppressors, the wrongdoers, and the transgressors. So remember this. This was now the Palestinian law at that time, and not the Egyptian law, as will be mentioned in front. So all this was by divine decree. Imagine Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph is gone, and he's missing. His father has not seen him for weeks and months and years and decades now. And now the other favorite son, Benjamin, Binyamin, will also be gone. So to cause a father, biological father, and a Nabi, and a prophet selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, harm is not permissible. But as you will see, that all this was by divine decree. So the police intelligence also shrewd. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْئِيَتِهِمْ. So the police intelligence, they started investigating, interrogating, searching the luggage and everything. The أَوْئِيَة. أَوْئِيَة, the plural of we are, the container, something in which you put, you know, certain things. So they started checking everybody's luggage. قَبَلَ وِعَائِيَخِي. Before they came to Benjamin one. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا. Thereafter. So one by one, they after long time now, because they were doing a thorough search, thereafter they extracted it and they took it out. From the container, from the luggage of his brother. Full brother, that is Benjamin, and that is Binyamin. Kadalika kidna li Yusuf. Similarly, this is how we strategize for him, for Yusuf. Now the two favorite sons of Jacob will be there in Egypt, and the other 10 will be there. So what will happen now? So if we look at it, still more things will come, you will see. So kadalika kidna li Yusuf. So this is how we strategize for him. And he already told his brother, whatever happens, you must just keep quiet. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. It would not have been possible for him, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, to seize his brother, arrest his brother, فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ, according to the religion of the king there in Egypt. So meaning the custom and the rules they had there. إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except what Almighty Allah decrees, that will happen. And now he was found guilty. There are no mitigating circumstances. All the prima facie evidence is against him. So now he also stays behind. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We elevate the rank of whoever we wishes. Sometimes people are in jail, like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and his rank and status is elevated. People are in the royal palace or in the White House, and they are humiliated, disgraced. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So people many a time, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. The Quran Sharif states, sometimes you dislike something, but in the long term, it is better for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love something, but in the long term, in the long run, وَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ. It is bad and evil for you. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And this knowledge we have and we imbibe and acquired, never think that we know everything. Therefore, daily, O Muslim, read chapter 20, verse 114, chapter 20, Surah Taha, in the 16 Jews, 16 Supara, and verse 114, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, O my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Why? وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above every possessor of knowledge, remember there is Him, Almighty Allah, whose knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. So therefore, we must acquire that knowledge which brings us nearer, closer, and the proximity must increase towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Deenul Islam. That is the greatest knowledge one can acquire. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Many things to discuss regarding the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. So we see that a white terrorist, I'm using the word deliberately, a white Christian terrorist, they say he's in his early 20s, he shot dead 4 people in Kentucky and next to the bank, and 8 are injured. When a Muslim Arab person does it, then they will say Islam preaches, teaches terrorism. You can see that your gun control and all that is going out of shape there. And remember how many already. This year alone, more than 80 shootings in the whole of America, if you go and look at statistics and so forth. An absolute shame and disgrace. And look at the apartheid in America. People think they watch Hollywood and so forth, and how great America is. America, you must remember, is a polarized society. The last shooting they had there in Tennessee and so forth. So what happened? So 2 black politicians, remember, were marching with the people who were the anti-gun. So they suspended them. Who suspended them and expelled them? The Republicans, the whiteys. And another white person was marching with the 2 blacks. They did not suspend that person. Now you tell me if that is not racism or what? If that is not apartheid or what? We're speaking of 2023 America. So that is what America is. You must remember that. So now you must remember they have been reinstated today, and both of them, the black politicians, their name, remember, is Justin. Now Biden and Sunak, you see, Biden of America and Sunak of UK, they're both going to Northern Ireland. They want to be part of the circus there. So that is 25 years, the Good Friday Accord and so forth. But if you know the history, so I was a very young boy, you know, and I love reading from those days. So one day one person came to our shop there in Heidelberg, white guy, and he said, what's going on? What can an yellow majella, you know, Muslims, that you're always fighting, the Arabs fighting, Muslims fighting. So I told him, in Belfast and all these places, who's fighting? If you know the history of Northern Ireland, every day bombs were going there. He just looked at me, you know, he got the shock of his life. He thought only Indians and Arabs and Africans can fight. He didn't know who's fighting now, Russia and Ukraine, if it's not whiteies and so forth. So we must not be apologetic and compromising, remember that. So Biden and Sunak want to go there and tell them that we are part of the peace treaty and so forth. But they're not our people. They are 100% pro-Israel. Our guy is who? President Lula. Lula of Brazil. He's going to China to see Xi Jinping. And then they're not going to play ping pong there. They're going to discuss matters of bilateral issues, Palestine, and then the Great Forest and the Great Amazon and all these things. So many things they'll be discussing. He'll be meeting Xi Jinping on Friday. Russia is the top supplier of oil to India. But nobody tells India anything. If it was Pakistan, they should have made so much noise. You see everywhere the double standards. Russia is supplying the most oil to India, and everybody is silent. Egypt, the tin-pot dictator Harami there, remember, inflation is skyrocketing and they leading a life of luxury. If you've been to Egypt, you will know that how the army and the president and them they love, and how the ordinary man is just eking out a living, and the Muslim leaders, Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, 90%, 80% languishing in jail. I think it's two, the Jazeera journalists are in jail in Egypt for the past 2-3 years. Yesterday, traffic report, you know, Charlestown and Falkland, I traveled that road 20 years. Totally jammed it was. People were going through the farms and alternate routes after waiting for hours. Then there in the N3, and you're coming down from Durban towards Gauteng, Sidara and so forth, big problems, multiple accidents and pile up and so forth. Some Muslims also involved, but Allah Ta'ala save them, Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Those of you who sitting for Etikaf, remember, and you are in the majority countries, you started fasting on Thursday, your Etikaf will start tonight wherever you are. So before Maghrib, before sunset, you brothers, you should be inside the masjid. Find out from the trustees, the imam, what is the boundary of this masjid. You non-Muslims, you don't know what is Etikaf. The last 10 days, we go into seclusion. Day and night, we remain in the mosque, and we only leave the mosque for our personal needs, you know, to go to bathroom, toilet, and so forth. So that is, we look for the night of majesty and destiny. So that is the pinnacle of Ramadan, and that is what they'll do. So remember, you should know the reward. Manitaka fa ashran fi Ramadan, kanaka hajjataini wa umratain. You receive the reward of 2 hajj and 2 umrah, the hadith in Bayhaqi. For South Africa, it will start tomorrow, so remember that. BB is in big problems. BB says all this turmoil going on in Israel, he's blaming the opposition and he's blaming the press and the media. See what he did. He went into reverse gear, BB. So now he said, no, Gallant, and that is the defense minister, that he fired him. He said, no, I make a U-turn, and now he's reinstated. He is still the minister of defense. But nothing can help. You must remember the Jutlas. So yesterday, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, that they marched and marched to the illegal West Bank outpost. And they said the whole of Israel belongs to them. Can you imagine the Haramis saying that? And with them was Ben-Gvir. You know Ben-Gvir? He was found guilty by the Israeli court of terrorism. And you know their two daughters, sisters who died there, so their mother also died. We got no sympathy, empathy. Every day, every second day, they're murdering our people. Yesterday, they martyred a 15-year-old youngster in Nablus. I'm asking you, what crime did he commit? But the time is coming nearer, they're going to lose the whole of Israel. And U.S. now, everything is leaking. Lot of things are leaking. And remember that the spies are saying that America was spying on its own allies, spying on Israel, spying on Saudi Arabia, spying on the Arab states. So a lot of classified information is leaking, and they're expecting more leaks to come. So how Allah disgraces them. Dalai Lama, he's in big problem. He told that youngster, come suck my tongue. Can you believe that? Are you busy with French kiss or what kiss you busy with? And passionate kiss or Dalai Lama? And lucky you said suck tongue and nothing else, you know. Yes. So these guys are crazy guys, it seems to me. One side, the Christian church, they have full of pedophilia. Yes. Every pope comes here to apologize. Now you, Dalai Lama, you also getting involved in all these kind of scandals. Last one is the water crisis. This is very serious, and we all should pay attention, and they mention Cape Town by name. They said when you look at the world population, 8 billion plus people, the rich and the elite are using water more than 10, 20, 50 times more than the poor people. And remember, Cape Town also falls in that category. 80 cities, they took a survey, and Cape Town is also guilty of that. So we, the rich and middle class, we waste and waste and waste all the resources, and the poor people, end of the day, they suffer. So every bounty which Allah has blessed us, we will be questioned. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. These bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us, you will be questioned on the day of justice about that. So don't just open the tap and just waste water. That we go for a shower and more than 500,000 liters are used. How we justify all that? So think properly, Muslim and non-Muslim. Today, Tuesday, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, more Zahid Khan will inshallah interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12, inshallah, will be the bliss of marriage. And 105 to 130, Surah Kawthar, the tafsir.
Somebody says, is it permissible for us as females to read Maghrib Salah about 20 to 25 minutes after the Adhan, or is it haram, Ustad?
Not permissible. What they doing there in Karachi, Darul Uloom, remember, we reject it, and a wonderful article written by Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafidhullah, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith, I read for you. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال أمتي بخيرين ما عجلوا بالمغرب. That remember, when you make haste with Maghrib Salat, then this Ummah will remain in goodness. Second hadith, لا تزال أمتي على سنتي. This Ummah will remain in goodness when they remain firm on my Sunnah. And ما لم تنتظر بفطريها النجوم. So remember that you must not wait for the stars to appear and all that. The hadith in Ibn Hibban, the hadith in Targhib wa Tarhib, and the first hadith in Mishkat and Mustada Ahmad. So that is the Shia way of doing things. Totally condemned, not permissible. For what you want to read Salat 25, 30 minutes after sunset? Not permissible that. And to do it regularly is sinful, 100%. Remember that. One, you imitating the Shias, the Kufar. Second, Kain and Mankan. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. You can be Grand Mufti of Pakistan or who, Sheikh ul Islam or whatever. We don't accept all these things. Yeah. So wrong is wrong. And remember, for you to do that also is wrong.
Allahu Akbar. Let's go to overseas, Ustad. Please, is it good to use Muslim jeans in Rukia? Some scholars use, and they say they were Muslims. Please, I need an answer, Ustad.
Remember, this whole Rukia story today has also become a money-making gimmick in 80-90% of the time. I give you my own story. When I was at CII, these characters came. So I told them that I told them straight, I don't have confidence in you. So they said, okay, we will test you out. So now I went to make wudu, and then remember I said, now do whatever you want to do. So the one guy started reading, they say, what are you feeling? I say, I feel nothing. The other guy came, gur. I say, hey, you can make gur from now till day of Qiyamah. No jinn is coming, nothing is coming. So I humiliated them. You must remember, I said, you guys, you're just, oh, those Arab guys came here. They just fool you. And half of them will come and tell you that we belong to the family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Don't you know the surahs of the Quran? Which Muslim doesn't know Surah Fatiha? Which Muslim doesn't know Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa wa layul qayyum? Which Muslim doesn't know Qul huwa Allah, Qul huwa al-falaq, Qul bin nas? That is ruqyah, that read on yourself and blow on yourself. So we reject all this completely. Remember, this is just like the halal logo and scholars for dollars business. So this ruqyah business also has become a big thing. And you women and Indian women, you are the biggest one. They fool you, you must remember. Because women, they like all these stories. Mm. They will tell the daughter-in-law, you know what? Your mother-in-law did something. And they'll go to the mother-in-law and tell them their daughter-in-law did something. So I have to blow on both of you, and they collect money from both. Now you tell me about these chaps here. I don't say all, but I'll definitely say 80% of them are big chances and just exploiting your ignorance. Not permissible, all this.
Mm. Ustaz, we got a new listener. He says, good morning, sir. Islam for parents. I have never came across another religion where it puts your parents before you, AK. Even if you are a disbeliever, sir, I am impressed by Islam. Tell me more. Reagan, Ustaz.
Reagan, Ronald Reagan. So you're not Ronald Reagan, the president of America. You are Reagan from South Africa. So my brother, I want you, Reagan. So very good. Quran teaches us chapter 31, verse 15, the verse you are referring to. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. The son-daughter are Muslim, but the parents are non-Muslim. Yet Islam says you must associate, mingle with them according to justice. You must show them love. You must show them respect and so forth. But obviously, if they tell you whether the parents are Muslim or non-Muslim, to go buy a wine or swine or something haram, illegal, so that's not permissible. So yes, first is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then comes our parents. We only have one set of parents, my brother Regan. Remember, these people can go on with their lesbian business and homosexual business and transgender, but the fact remains, we only have one biological father, one biological mother. I want you, my brother, to read chapter 17 and verses 21, 22, 23, 24. Chapter 17, 21, 22, 23, 24, and carry on. I read for you one supplication from there. Chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. That, oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me, as they trained me, as they coached me when I was an infant, when I was a baby, when I was in my formative years. So that is what you need to do, Regan. I still got some time, Regan. I want to share. This is Kitabul Amsal, the book of examples. So a lot of wisdom in it. So one day Regan was sitting. Regan, you're 30, 35, right? So you got a son now that is about 8, 10 years old. So you're sitting on your veranda. I'm just using his example. And now, Regan, you sat there on your veranda looking at the south coast, north coast, there in La Lucia or wherever you are, Margate in the south coast or in Umslanga in the north coast. And you ask your son, so Regan Jr., what's that there on the tree? So he said, oh, beloved father, it's a bird. After 2-3 minutes, you asked him again. So again he answered, no, it's a bird, father. Third time you asked him, the sun exploded. What's wrong with you? How many times must I tell you? So Regan Sr. went there to his room. He brought the diary. And now he's reading from his diary. They say, oh son, you know, 8 years ago, we were sitting in the same place. And Regan Jr., you're my beloved son. You asked me 20 times, what is there, O Abu, O Abi, O beloved father? Then 20 times, what love I told you, O son, it is a bird. Not once did I lose my temper. Today I was testing you, and you saw the third time how you exploded. So that is what your Western mentality does. Because we think we are flying with our emails and computers and our artificial intelligence, so parents are orthodox, backward, halakendux, they don't understand the modern world. That is a recipe for disaster, my brother. And Islam teaches us, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Go open mishkat, fa innal jannata inda rijliha. So under the feet of our beloved mother lies paradise. You show me any religion, Regan, on any aspect, politics, economics, sociology, whatever you want, and show me if you can bring an equal to Islam or something better than Islam. Never ever, because all are concocted and fabricated by people and interpolated, and Islam is divine, direct from Almighty Allah. Muslims are upside down, I agree. We're speaking about Islam, my brother. It's still in its pristine purity, and that is what we are preaching and teaching, my brother Regan.
Regan says, you made me emotional, Ustad.
Yes, you start thinking of your parents. We think of our parents even now, and the tears roll down. Remember that. Because my father passed away in the same month, fasting month in 82. My beloved mother in 97. And then write it down, Regan. Chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Daily, not only in the fasting month, every day of our life we read, oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers. The day the reckoning is established. So remember, we can never repay our parents for all the sacrifices they made, my brother Regan.
Let's go to Ryan, Ustad. He says that, why did the Soviets want Afghanistan? AK.
Everybody wanted Afghanistan. Why only Soviets? Why you just mentioning them? The British came in there thrice. Go ask Macmillan what he said in 62. In the early 60s, he said, first law of politics, never invade Afghanistan. Then the Russians came in 79. Then the Americanos and the Yankees came. You must remember George Bush, the Harami and war criminal. So everybody wants to come because Afghanistan is that land that has one of the greatest amount of minerals under the sand and under the land. Lithium, they have the most. They found oil there. They found gold there. So they cut the deal with China and said, if that oil is not flowing in 1 year, our agreement is cancelled. So Russia is making deals with them. Iran is making deals with them. So, and you Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists, listen carefully. Our army is coming, and inshallah we will be part of that army to liberate Palestine. So remember, these are the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Mahdi comes out, so he will bring about unity in the rank and file of the Muslims. And then the army from Khurasan. Khurasan is Afghanistan. It became Afghanistan 277, 278 years ago. Shah Ahmad Abdali changed the name from Khurasan to Afghanistan. So remember, that army will come with the black flags, and they will liberate Elia. They will liberate Al-Quds al-Sharif. They will liberate Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis, the Jerusalem, Palestine. So Jutlas, better go stand in the queue there. We're coming for you, and you're going to get out. You'll be kicked out again. So remember, that is the punishment of Almighty Allah upon you, which will continue till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167.
I've got Nathan. He says, AK Nathan here. So tell me, why don't Palestinians get rid of PA President Mahmoud Abbas, since he has accomplished nothing? Nathan Ustad.
He's your man, just like MBS. You'll put who you want to, and then you'll use them as a puppet. The whole Palestinian Authority nowadays is a puppet of the West. So you won't give money to Hamas. You won't give money to Jihad-e-Islami. But they'll give some money. That also, they still quarter half of it, the Israelis, Haramis. They'll give to PA, to Abu Mazen. You know who's Abu Mazen? Mazen, you're Mahmoud Abbas. The Arab world, they call him Abu Mazen. He suits you because he's a stooge. So that's what America wants. Ukraine had, you must remember, a democratically elected president. They kicked him out, and then they brought Zelensky, the comedian. Iran had a democratically elected president, a prime minister or president, and Mukhaddish, and what his name was. And then Britain, America kicked him out, and then they brought the Shah. Nathan, you can't be so naive, you know. They only put puppets who will serve them. And if you don't serve their agenda, then there'll be a coup, or you must remember, they will make life very difficult for you, and very few people will stand the test of time, like the Taliban. They said, bring everybody. We ready. We waiting for you. Because we don't trust our arms and ammunition. We trust Almighty Allah. And they gave such a whooping to your grandfather and fathers and elders, the 48 countries that came there to Afghanistan, led by America. And they gave them such a thrashing and whooping that Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America. What you say now?
He says, I really don't understand you at times, AK. I rest my case.
You rest your case, I'll put you in a suitcase and send you to Israel.
One more before you go. Someone says, is there any sign that Rishi Sunak will be a decent prime minister, Ustad?
How can he be a decent prime minister? Nobody voted for him. You must remember, no one in Britain voted for him. So you must remember the Conservative Party, the head of Bojo. Bojo was sleeping with so many women, he can't count himself. He impregnated 5 women or so. Go read his biography. And then he was breaking all the laws of the covert and having his own party and big jaw and all that. So they kicked him out. Then they brought that woman, and she had a finance minister like our finance minister. You remember Van Rooyen? Van Rooyen owes Huma Putin. He was finance minister for 3 days, 4 days. So the whole economy almost collapsed. So then they brought that woman trust. So nobody trusted her, and they kicked her out. So now they got Sunak. Not somebody voted for him. The party is playing political chess. You must remember that. If they have an election now, they will lose. The Labour will win and Conservative will lose. That much you should know. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Muslims victory throughout the world, and make special dua for Palestine. Things are still very, very hot there, and especially now, tonight, the last 10 nights will start in most parts of the world. Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's siyam, qiyam, etikaf, fasting, taraweeh, tilawat, and etikaf. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.